Well, good day to you, BSPs. It's Phil here from the Maldives. This is going to be my last pre-show from the Maldives here as I sit here on our little deck. And look at this beautiful lagoon. I've been taking some, I don't know what you call, B-roll video throughout our stay here. A lot of it's going to be a little disjointed and weird, but I'll be rolling it out during our pre-shows next week. Is it next week? Yeah, we're back next week. So you can see some of the weird stuff that we've been seeing here. And none of it too weird. You know, just life here on the islands. We're going to be leaving Wednesday night tonight for us at about, 7:30, 8 o'clock to get over to the airport at Mali. And we'll be leaving on a boat. And we'll be doing about a 30-minute run through the coral reefs to get over to the airport. And then we have a 4-hour flight to Dubai. And we're going to be laying over in Dubai for about 6 hours, 6 or 7 hours. So our next pre-show for Thursday morning will be coming to you from the Dubai airport, probably the business class, lounge. Or if we're lucky, if Maria was able to score us a room. Sometimes they have a room you can use for a few hours. We'll be there. Well, some of you guys may see that from time to time I'm checking in on Facebook and other bullshit, you know, but I can share this with you, and I really mean this. I used to wonk out a lot, and I'm getting to love that word wonk out because it pretty much encapsulates a lot of what I do. Wonk out a lot on politics on Twitter, and I think I'm almost cured of that. And that can only be good news for you and me, because I feel like I really want to get back to being just 100% Phil Hendry, the comedian slash whatever the hell it is I am. One thing I haven't shared with you guys, and I probably would like to and should, is that I'm going to be preparing a TED Talk. I don't know when this will be actually delivered in front of a live audience or how, but I'll be very, very deep in work this weekend writing that and getting it ready for the powers that be that make those decisions. So that's just some, you know, housekeeping stuff. Last night we had a buffet dinner over at the place called 73 Degrees, which is just, we walked down the pier, and I think in the home movies, you'll see our little walk down the pier to the restaurant, and they had this kind of little archway thing. The whole place is like, if you're a guy and you have a woman in your life, there are way worse things you could do than bring her to the Maldives, man. She'll love you, and might even, you know, love and support you for the rest of your life. We had a great dinner, and I can't say enough about the people here, man. They're really, really great people. Most of them come from the Maldives. There is one kid we met who's from Bangladesh. He was our bartender over at the Tiki Bar, this island that's a bar. That's the only thing that's on it is a bar. And then there's also that little pool of water I was telling you about. I call it a pool of water because it's not exactly a swimming pool. It's like a jettied off little area for swimming that is about the size of a swimming pool, but there's fish in it. You know, they come in and out from the ocean. Maria came back with video of dolphins just hauling ass through the surf from over there yesterday. I didn't tell you guys, but I separated my shoulder about 2 years ago, and I did something here over the last few days, maybe climbing up the ladder out of the water or something, that just jacked my left shoulder, the one that was separated, so bad that I had this crazy pain 2 nights ago. Couldn't sleep all night. And we went to breakfast yesterday morning, and the doctor here, they have a doctor here, this young guy who is, you know, in residence here at this resort. I mean, but he covers, like, I don't know, all of the whole place, which is several islands. And this dude shows up there at breakfast, and he drops some muscle relaxants on me, to help the inflammation. It's actually an anti-inflammatory. Gave me a sling and an analgesic cream for my shoulder, and I got to tell you, man, it was all the difference in the world. I mean, I can't thank this guy enough. I wish I could remember his name. It was Dr. Adeep, I think. Real young dude, probably a couple of years out of medical school, but great, great guy, and helped me. And so today, we're going to be traveling, and I'm going to be cool with all that stuff, because, man, I didn't want to be on an airplane for 16 hours, man, dealing with that. But that's what I was doing yesterday while Marie was on the island getting some of these shots of dolphins and stuff. I was laying on my ass in the hotel room catching up on the sleep that I missed. Pretty much the drink of choice this whole trip has been Long Island iced tea, because the Patron shots are $24 each, and that's not bad, but they're really, here are the drawbacks to being here in the Maldives at this particular place, which is, there's not a lot. I mean, hardly any, in fact. One is the shots they pour are really kind of stingy little shots that in the States, you know, we get a bigger shot of tequila. And then the other one, the only other drawback was the Thai restaurant we went to the other night, which had lots of beautiful atmosphere, but the food was just like so-so. So I'm not bagging on the place. I mean, I'm not a big Thai food fan anyway, so I'm not the guy to be talking to when it comes to, hey, how was that Thai food you had last night, Phil? I mean, to me, it's like Chinese food with, it's Chinese food with peanuts in it. It's you know. What else? I mean, a lot of stuff that I could be getting into here. It's, excuse me for yawning, but still kind of early in the morning, and Maria just said to me, are you doing your pre-show or not, man? Get your ass out of here. And she's right. I'm out on the deck here, on the back deck. It was it was a good meal, but it wasn't the best. Missy Dowell stopped by again, Dwight Taylor's aunt. She stopped by our table last night, showed us where she's moving. She's getting married. She's moving to a high-rise condominium in Mali with her new husband, and is going to convert to Islam, and looks very happy and looks to have a happy life ahead of her here. I would love to live here, man, if I didn't have anything else to do. If I was completely retired and I had no other things I had to do, I'd live here. I'd live here. I wouldn't live in Mali in a high rise. I would live here in a hut over the lagoon, you know, and I would just become the old man, the old man over the lagoon. And people would just come by and go, there's the old man over the lagoon. And I'd wave. And then they'd, you know, throw me $10 or something for being a feature on the jungle ride. So like I said, this place is the people have been astounding. The food has been like off the charts great, especially breakfast. There's places to swim, I mean, everywhere. And that's important when you don't have an arm to use to climb up a ladder. But everywhere there's a beach. Everywhere the water is turquoise. Everywhere you jump in, the water is warm. Everywhere there's fish, to even as you're swimming, to be looking at. So if you love to snorkel, this is it, man. I mean, and I like snorkeling, but I didn't do any of this trip because Maria's not really into it. And, you know, there was just a lot more fun things to do, it seemed to me. Like I say, the next time I talk to you guys will be it will be our pre-show for Thursday, and that will be I'll be probably talking to you from the Dubai airport on that one. I got to keep my eye on the clock though and make sure that I'm got the time changes right, and then we'll be back doing our pre-show for Friday from back home in California. But I may keep doing it over my iPhone because I kind of like this, you know. Just, so every pre-show from now on is just going to be, hi, it's Phil here. I'm laying in bed still. I don't think I'll get up and do the show. I think I'll just do it all here from my phone. So that's where that's at. Yeah, like I said, I got to work on this TED Talk for the weekend and a few other ideas that I got, you know. So I can let everybody know that I'm back in town the 20th. We're all looking forward to seeing our Doggy, Millie, and our cat Thunder, and talking to you guys. So enjoy the show today. We'll talk to you tomorrow from Dubai Airport or wherever the hell we are when we talk to you in transit. Phil Hendry, good day.